November and mid-fall is a perfect time to be getting your garden ready for spring. So that's several months of planning, I know, but the sooner you do it, the better, the less you have to do in spring when you're busy. You kind of have to talk yourself off the couch to go outside and do it, but it'll really pay off in March when everything will be growing and you have less work to do. So what you could do right now in November to prepare your garden for March or the earliest planting of your spring crops, you want to pull things out of the ground. You can either pull them out or cut them at the soil. The reason why you want to pull out all your dead plants, all your old tomato plants, your watermelon vines, all that stuff, it's a thing called garden sanitation. Some of your plants have disease, have viruses, have insects, have fungus on them. You want to get that out. Because if you let that stay in over the course of the 2015 growing season, that could just fester, that could grow. You could be setting yourself up for failure next year if you don't get this stuff out. Now, that's not to say that all of your plants are diseased or have that, but it's just kind of erring on the side of caution. What a lot of farmers do with their old plant debris is they burn them. Since we're in the city, you can't really do that so well unless you have like a fire pit that's approved by the fire department. So what you can do is you can take it to the mulch site. There's two mulch sites in Columbia. Or you compost them yourself. So you could either essentially burn it, compost it, or take it to the mulch site. At the urban farm, what we do is some things we compost, some things we take to the mulch site. Like okra, if you've ever seen okra, it's like a small tree. The diameter of the main trunk is a few inches. So it's a pretty big plant. That's not going to break down a compost pile. So we take it to the mulch site. Things like lettuce stumps from head lettuce will compost because they're smaller. I prefer to cut plants off instead of pulling them out because you save more soil that way, you save more worms that way, and that gives something to stay in the ground and break down a little more organic matter. Once the old material is out, you want to add new organic material. So compost, any sort of high nitrogen material like grass clippings, leaves are good, which is perfect time right now. Gardens are like a pot of soup. So the longer you let it simmer, the better it is, the better it tastes. And since you eat your garden, it's good that it tastes better. The sooner you put compost in the late fall of one year, the more it's going to pay off in the spring of the next year. Because nature, there's very few instances of instant gratification in nature. When you add something to a garden, there's quite a lag before you see the results of that action, which is why you want to put organic material as soon as possible after the growing season so it can have time to simmer, and some people describe it as mellowing together, so that next spring any beneficial nutrients have seeped into the soil and kind of mixed a little bit. Worms have woken up in the spring have kind of eaten some of it and incorporated it that way. Also, lots of rains and snowing and the freezing and thawing of the soil, the heaving that we see, helps incorporate that organic matter into the soil. If you add compost or any sort of rock-based minerals, you can add it now without really having to till it in, because the natural actions of the soil and of the rain and of the weatherization does that on its own. After you remove the old plants, the old dead tomato plants, broccoli plants, lettuce, and after you add your new addition of compost, what you want to do after that is cover the garden bed. The reason why you cover the garden up is to protect the soil from the elements. Picture in your mind a natural system. Picture a prairie, which once was here. Soil was hardly ever exposed. There was always grass, flowers, sedges growing, or where there wasn't things growing, it was probably covered by some sort of dead plant material. So it was always protected from the elements. There is a reason why soil should not be exposed on vast tracts, and that's because of something we're all familiar with, which is soil erosion. It can blow away, it can wash away in rain. In addition to erosion, it's also not good for the things that live in the soil that are necessary for plants to grow. So you want to protect, one, the soil, the non-living component of the ground, and you want to protect the things that are living inside the soil over the wintertime. So you cover it. Also keeps them a little warmer. We cover it a lot with straw. Straw is widely available in any garden center in Colombia. Or if you don't want to spend the $6 on a bale of straw, it's the perfect time to collect leaves from the sidewalks. Fall is when people rake up leaves and throw them away in the landfill, but you can use those leaves in the garden. Leaves are the forest's form of fertilizer, and they're actually great for mulch and great for fertilizer in your garden. Or if you didn't want to, you know, awkwardly raid your neighbor's trash heap, you could just rake up your own leaves and put them on your garden. Watering in the wintertime is not going to be much of a concern unless our environment drastically changes here in Missouri. Even if we have a dry winter with not a lot of rain or snow or ice or sleet, the plants go dormant. Their need for water drastically reduces. In fact, if you do any watering of your perennial plants outside during the winter, there's a good chance that you can hurt them in the long run by giving them what we call wet feet, meaning keeping their roots too wet, which will let fungus and rot kind of set in when it gets warmer. So you don't have to worry about much watering or much care past maybe pruning and mulching your perennial plants in your garden. For Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I'm Farm Manager Carrie Hargrove, and you have been listening to Farm Your Yard on KBIA. For more information, go to our website, columbiaurbanag.org, and you can visit our Facebook page, and while there, direct any gardening questions to be discussed on this show. Thanks for listening.